This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Why is the Valentine's Day mascot a creepy flying baby with a bow and arrow?
Cupid, yes, a baby with a little diaper on.
Why?
Where did that come from? Is that a Hallmark thing? It has to be pre-Hallmark. It's got to go way back.
You think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I thought it was man-made, like Captain Crunch.
I think it goes back way before that.
Why the baby? It's always freaked me out. I don't think babies in romance, I don't know. Maybe just because it reminded me, oh, don't get pregnant. Like, it's just, it doesn't fit.
That's
for
what
me.
It is. It was reminding you to be safe.
Be safe.
Cupid's arrow. You never been struck by Cupid's arrow before, Liz?
Maybe that's it, too. He got it wrong in the past, and I was resentful.
Ah, yes.
There's a reason it rhymes with stupid. I don't like it. We need a different mascot for Valentine's Day.
I am Googling it right now. Apparently, Cupid is the ancient Roman god of love, Liz, represented for some reason by a naked baby boy who has wings and shoots arrows at people to make them start to love each other.
Yeah. But the god wasn't a baby. We did that, right?
Sure.
And why is it a boy baby? Let a girl do the job. Boy's been doing it for years. Get a girl baby.
Everywhere I go, Cupid is the Roman god of love. That's what it is.
All right. I'm not satisfied with that answer.
You'd rather have be a Hallmark creation? Well,
yes.
Just a couple of guys sitting around a table one day. Hey, what do you think of this one? Yeah, let's go with that. Stick it on a card.
Maybe an animal or something. A Valentine's sloth.
How about a boar? A Valentine boar.
I do find Valentine's boring.
Little known fact about Cupid. Did you know Cupid has 2 arrows that he carries around?
Seriously?
One has the golden tip and you get hit by that and you fall in love. The other is, I guess when he makes a mistake, it's got a silver tip and that can undo whatever he did. So it's like it reverses the first arrow. It cancels it out.
See, now I hate him even more because he should have silvered me a few times in the past. You really messed up back there.
Should have grabbed that extra arrow.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. You're out getting venison instead of saving me.
I'm waiting to get whacked again. Come on.
This baby.
Hit me. Hit me.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.